Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Burn As You Go. As you know, we're talking all this month about what it means to be a faithful disciple, right? What it means to be, you know, to have faithfulness that is firmer than feelings. So we had all kinds of cool topics before. Last one we had was about awkwardness, those awkward moments that we just have to have. And sometimes they're, you know, sometimes we love the awkward moments, but sometimes we don't. It depends on the type of personality. But either way, awkward moments are just a part of family, but they're also a part of God's family, you know, when it comes to doing what is right, doing what is truthful, being faithful to the truth. Today, we're going to talk about what it means or how to be unapologetically yet lovingly Catholic, also known as seriously. That's what I decided to call this podcast, right? Seriously? It's kind of like those moments that happen in life when someone does something and you're like, seriously? Seriously? Is this person going there? Is this person doing that? But it's also kind of like an implication like, Lord, are you seriously asking me to do this? Are you seriously calling me to do this difficult thing that is ahead of me? And so I really want to read a quote if you're following along in our Fire Workbook. It's that second quote on the back of, let's see, right? There's that fiery space, fiery free space right there. It says, Fire Night, stand up on the back side of that page. It's from St. Philip Neri under Scripture and Tradition. The quote says, or St. Philip Neri says, not to oppose error is to approve it, and not to defend truth is to suppress it. Wow. That's a bold statement. So if we do not oppose error, if we don't say, hey, what you're saying is wrong, then we're actually approving it, right? That's the sins of omission, right? Whenever we just let things happen. That's like Pilate, basically. I wash my hands of this, right? That is a sin. And also, St. Philip Neri continues, not to defend the truth is to suppress it. So when we know the truth and we do not defend it, we are actually allowing it to be suppressed. We are allowing the truth to be covered up and to ultimately allow sin, evil, you know, lies to run rampant and to fester and to grow and to ruin everything. So yeah, not to oppose error is to approve it, and not to defend truth is to suppress it. Okay, so we know that we have to defend truth. We have to do what is right. We have to be unapologetically Catholic. That means I'm Catholic and I'm not going to apologize, right? I'm not going to say I'm sorry for it. This is who I am, and I know that this is the truth, and I know that God is calling me to be this, right, to be a Catholic Christian. So then comes the second part, which is lovingly Catholic, right? Not just unapologetically, but lovingly. So what I mean by that is, you know, just because we, you know, want to uphold the truth and defend the truth and be faithful to God and to his will, it doesn't mean I'm going to now have like a dictatorship. I'm going to now force all of you to do what the Lord wants, right? I'm going to force you. You have no choice. No, that's not what God would want, right? He wants us to lovingly spread the gospel, lovingly spread his truth. And so that what that means is it's a lot more of a patient process and a lot more sticky of a process. It's a lot more difficult for us, right? We can't just plow through everyone else's wills with God's will, right? That's not freedom and that's not love. Love comes from conversation. It comes from relationships. It comes from communication. It comes from deeper understanding of another person's viewpoint. It comes from understanding a person's past, from understanding what they've been through. So through all those things, greater knowledge, we acquire greater wisdom. All these things are what helps us to be that lovingly side, right? How do we approach the truth? How do we spread the truth? How do we defend the truth in a way that is loving, in a way that this person deserves to hear, and in a way that will invite this person, attract them to know more, to want the truth, to love the truth, to seek it, so that they might also know and love and seek this Lord that we know and love and seek all the time. And so that's really what's at the heart of this, is ultimately what's just even you know, practically effective. And it's that you invite them in. You don't force someone, right? Who's, if someone says, get in my house, does that make you really want to get in their house? Or would it be better to say, hey, welcome to my house. Come on in. I'm glad you're here, right? That's a more, well, more friendly approach, but it's also a safer approach. It's also a better approach all around. And so the same with the truth. We should invite people lovingly into it, not force it down their throat. And so that is our challenge today, is to know the truth, to study it, to love it, to seek it, and then to share it lovingly, to invite others into it. So how are you going to do that this week? How are you going to do that today? To be unapologetically, yet lovingly Catholic, so that when others hear you speaking and see your actions, they might say, seriously? This person is being truthful, and they know what they believe. They're faithful. Seriously? Right. All right, so have a great week. Make good choices. And remember, burn as you go. Burn as you go.